Yes, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a whole bunch of different things, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top. I'll write your name, you write my name. Just kidding. You write your name, I'll write my name. And then go ahead and put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So, ready? I'm gonna have you look. They're in the backyard. Looks like they're swimming. They're in the pool. It looks like so fun. I don't know. It looks like the girl might have on some floaties in the pool, even though it's an outdoor pool. But anyways, it doesn't matter. Here's what I want you to look for. Ready? This object. Ready? S-n-a-l. S-n-a-l. Snail. There's a whole bunch of them. It happens here a lot where I live when it rains. I want you to pick four of them, and I want you to color four of them purple. Color four of the snails purple. You decide which ones you want it to be and color them purple, the whole thing. The shell part and the sluggy snail part. So let's talk about the word snail while we color four of them purple. Did you know it has a beginning S blend? We know it begins with S, and then we don't have a vowel on the next letter. We have another consonant. It's what letter is that? Yep, N. So it's the S-N beginning blend. Sn, like snail and snow. Now let's color the other two snails blue. I'm going to use my light blue. Color the other snails blue. So snail has a beginning S blend. S, and then it's followed by the letter N. Sn, snow, snap. Snail has beginning S-N blend. Okay, we should be finished with our snails, and we're going to come back to those. We're going to leave it alone for right now, but we're going to come back. All right, what about this one? S-n-ack. S-n-ack. Yes, snack. Somebody in this picture is having a snack that I would like to have. What is it? Yes, it's ice cream. Let's color the cone brown. Snack begins with that same S-N beginning blend. So we got the cone is brown. And then let's have the ice cream be pink. We'll make it like strawberry. Color that ice cream pink. Got it? All right. Snack begins the same way as snail. All right, what about this? Look for this one. It's going to be different than snail and snack. It's going to have a different beginning blend. Sk-oot-er. Sk-oot-er. Scooter. Do you see the scooter? It's very cool. I like to ride on a scooter when I get the chance. Find your red crayon. We're going to make that a red scooter. We're going to leave the little wheels alone, though. Don't color the wheels. We'll color the scooter red. So it doesn't have S-N. It doesn't say sn. It says sk, sk. So it's an S blend, but it's S, and then it's the letter C, sk. Scooter. It's S-C. I know it could sound like a K, but it's an S-C, scooter. There's something else in our picture. You know how we said snack? We could have said sk-oop, sk-oop, scoop. It was one scoop of ice cream on that cone. Scoop begins the same way as scooter. Let's do our black wheels on that scooter. Go ahead and color those black. If you don't have a black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. You can use your pencil. Scooter and scoop begin with the SC. We also could have scab. If you have a scab, it's two consonant letters together and then the vowel. Scab, scab. Hey, you know what? While we're doing this, let's put a scab on the boy eating the ice cream. Let's put one on one of his legs. Find your pink crayon and just put a little dot on one of his legs, like he has a little scab. I'm sure all of you have had a scab. I sure have. Don't pick it, because then it hurts. All right, are you ready? I got off track. Are you ready? I didn't even plan on doing that. Let's try this one. Ready, Freddy. And then you say, rock steady. Ready, Freddy. Okay. S-w-i-m. Yes, swim. They're going to swim. They are swimming. Swimming is another beginning S blend. Let's color the boy's tank top. Looks like he's wearing a tank top. Let's do orange. Find an orange crayon and color his tank top orange. Swim starts with an S, just like scooter and scoop and snail, but it has next to it a W. It's an SW, swim. And then let's color the girl's floaties on her arm. She has arm floats on. Let's color those orange also. Swim begins with an SW blend. Another word with an SW blend is swan. Swan. Swim and swan. All right, put down that orange crayon. Let's color the polka dots on the girl's swimsuit purple. Purple. Color the polka dots on her swimsuit purple. And then we'll color the rest of her swimsuit green. I'm going to use my light green crayon. So when we put S and W together, we make the sw, sw, like swing, swan, swim, swam. They swam yesterday. Put down all your crayons in 3, 2, 1. Okay, ready? What about this? This is a different beginning blend with an S. Spot. 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 We could say there's polka dots on the pool and polka dots on the girl's swimsuit, or we could say there are spots. Boys and girls, I want us to color the spots on the pool yellow. And while we color, I want us to count them. 1, 2, 3, even the ones that are like half of one. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 spots are on the pool. And then let's color the rest of the pool blue. I'm going to use my regular blue. We're going to use those spots to make a subtraction sentence, but not yet. We're going to color the rest of the pool blue. So spot is an S blend, like snail and scooter and swim, but it's an S. And then what's the next letter in that blend for sp? P, you got it. Spot, spool, a spool of thread, spray. These are S blends. Okay, so we have a blue pool with some yellow polka dots. Now I would like you to find your pencil or your black crayon. And we're going to cross out, we're going to put an X over 3 of the spots or polka dots on the pool. Pick 3 and put an X over them. 1, 2, 3. Okay, put down your crayon. Do you remember how many spots we had to begin with? Let's recount our spots to make sure we know our beginning number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So 10 spots is our whole number. That's our beginning number. That's the big number. Take away 3 equals how many are left? Let's count the spots that are left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 10 take away 3 equals 7. All right, let's move along. Are you ready? Okay, let's look at the snails. Let's count all the snails. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I want you to take your black crayon or your pencil and cross out the blue snails. Put an X over the blue snails. So we had 6 to begin with, and we crossed out 2. How many snails are left? 1, 2, 3, 4. So 6 take away 2 equals 4. When we subtract, our numbers are getting smaller. We started with 6 and then we had 4 at the end. We started with 10 spots on the pool and we ended up with 7. When you take away, your numbers are getting smaller and smaller. Okay, ready? Let's color the splashing water droplets around the kids in the pool. Let's color those blue and count them as we color. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 splashes of water in the air around the kids. They're getting wet. They're having fun. Find your black crayon or your pencil. Let's take away 5 of them. Cross out 5 water drops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 7 take away 5 equals how many water drops are left? 2. 1, 2. So 7 take away 5 equals 2. Okay, let's go back to the boy eating the snack and the boy eating the scoop of ice cream. Let's color his hat red. Color his hat red for me. The whole thing. Color his cap or his hat. You decide, color it red. Okay, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. And then with your blue crayon, I want you to put 5 spots on that hat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 spots on his hat. Now, 5 is going to be our whole number. Take your black crayon or your pencil and cross off 2. 2 of the spots you just drew, cross off 2. 5 is what we started with. We took away 2. How many are left? 1, 2, 3. So 5 take away 2 equals 3. All right, find your pencil if you're not holding it. And let's drop down to the bottom and let's look at the bottom and work on the bottom. Let's look at the girl. She has a smile on her face. Smile. What's the beginning blend? We have 2 choices here in these boxes. We have SC, sk, or SM, sm. What should we put for smile? What's the beginning? Yep, SM. Will you take your pencil and color in that whole box for me? We're going to shade in the whole box. Smile. Smile. Smell. Are there smiles up above in our picture? Uh-huh. How many people are smiling in that picture? 3 plus me. That makes 4 because I am smiling too. All right, scoot over. We've got a boy who has, he's going to sweep. Sweep. You have to use a broom to sweep. So is that S-P, sp, or S-W, sw, sw? We're looking for sweep. You got it, S-W. Go ahead and color in that box. The S-W box. Fill it all the way in. All right, scoot over. Snore, snore. That dog is going to snore. Is that S-C-S-K or S-N, sn? Yes, SN, color in that box. Snore. All right, let's scoot down to the sentence. I'm going to read it. You point to the words and follow along. I see an ice cream truck, so that's our picture clue. It says, do you? Hold it. I think this is going to be a question sentence because it sounds like it's asking you something. Do you like? What do you think this is? It starts with an I. Yep, ice cream. Let's read that with a question voice. Do you like ice cream? Because it's asking a question. Let's read it together and point to the words. Do you like ice cream? Well, when we have an asking sentence, a question sentence, what comes at the end of our sentence? A period or a question mark? Yes, a question mark. So let's put it in that big tall circle after the letter M and cream. Put a backward C, straight line down, and then your period. And then trace that circle around it. Because that's a question sentence, and I'm going to answer it for you. Are you ready for this? Yes. Yes, I do like ice cream. Lots of it. All right, go back to the beginning of our sentence. We have the letter D with some lines under it. Trace those lines under the D. Why is that there? What is that there to remind us to do? Yes, we need to start our sentence with a capital. I mean, I've said it a million times. I think I have. Yes. Well, okay, maybe not quite a million, but practically. We need to start this sentence with a capital D. So go right under the letter D. On the line, make a capital D. O, do, finger space. Let's write the word you. Y-O-U, finger space. What's the next word? Like, L-I-K-E. Do you like, what's the next word? Ice. I-C-E. And the last word, don't forget your finger space, cream. Yum. CREAM. And then what do we need to put after the letter M? Yes, you got it. A question mark. Put your question mark. Do you like ice cream? All right, let's work on this subtraction sentence. It says 8, take away 5. Jump down to the number line. We're going to use the number line to solve this problem. We start with 8, so circle the 8 on the number line. There's already a circle there for you. And we're going to use those hops, trace those hops. We're going to hop backwards 5 times for 8, take away 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5. What number did we land on the number? Yeah, we landed on a 3. Box that 3 up. That's our answer. The difference between 8 and 5 is 3. So 8 take away 5 is 3. Put the number 3 on the line of 8 take away 5 equals 3. All right, scoot over. We have 7 take away 6. And there's some popsicles. Let's count those popsicles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's our big number. And it says take away 6. So how many should we cross out? Yep, cross out 6 popsicles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How many popsicles are left? Yep, just one. Write it on the line. 7 take away 6 equals 1. Boys and girls, we did it. You're amazing. You're absolutely amazing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.